Handling Zambia and Coffee with the Editor. I have been joined by Webster, who is the acting CEO of Transnamib.
Thank you for the wonderful work that you do. We do keep in touch.
You
keep us well informed. Thank you very much.
I'm pleased to hear that you enjoy it. So, lots happening at Transnamib, or rail in Namibia. So, I think, where do we even begin? So you've got the Trans-Kalahari Project. What's the status?
The Government of the Republic of Botswana, Government of the Republic of Namibia, are in constant contact, and we've been meeting on a very regular basis in order to make sure that we finalize all of the proceedings that are pertaining to the expression of interest in that area. We've now moved from the point of view of expression of interest. Now we are moving to actually requesting for proposals to the entities that were earmarked to continue with this whole process. So over the last 2 weeks or so, my colleagues met with my colleagues from Transnamib, as well as from, of course, the Ministry of Works and Transportation in Namibia, as well as my colleagues from Botswana Rail and the government of Botswana, met in Botswana to be able to finalize the document that is going to be used to be able to then request for the proposals. So I believe that process has been completed. I'm just waiting for the feedback insofar as that process is concerned. Once that is then done, we will then request them for proposals according to the Procurement Act, and then we will see how that process will go. So I'm very excited. For us as Transnamib, this is a fantastic route for us. It opens up so many opportunities for us as an entity, and we're looking forward to that being finalized as soon as is possible.
All right, so what other projects are exciting, though, from a Namibia perspective? I mean, you know, there's Tritfontein, there's stuff happening in Walvis Bay. Like, I can't off the top of my head remember them all, but what for you is the most relevant right now?
If I can be frank with you, I really want to be able to thank the government of the Republic of Namibia for coming to the party insofar as railways is concerned. I think you've been hearing in terms of this conference right here in Zambia, they've got very similar problems to us. In fact, right across the whole SADC region, we've all got exactly the same challenges. But where the difference is that in Namibia, our government has actually committed itself and said, look, we need to be able to change things in Namibia because there's just too many trucks that are on the road. So we want the railways to be able to come up. They've given the funding. I'm sure you've seen the budget that has come through. We are at the finalization stage of that budgeting process, whereas we're going to be informed that it's going to be allocated. I think you heard the minister say it's already been allocated and approved already. So we are very, very pleased about that because there's investment in the infrastructure, which is one of our challenges. In terms of us as Transnamib, we've got three major challenges. The state of the infrastructure, in my view, is probably a major one that needs to be resolved as soon as is possible. And of course, government is putting money on that project. As you can see, we've got not only the Trans-Kalahari corridor that we're investing in, we are also investing in the Kranzberg-Otjiwarongo project, which is, of course, part of the Kranzberg-Grootfontein project. So the portion all the way up to Otjiwarongo has also received a budgetary allocation. There's currently some works that are actually going on in the south between San Farhar and Buchosbrunn. There's also some major works that are going to go there in order to make that line much more viable for us and so that we can be able to transport much heavier cargoes in that area over a period of about 42 kilometers. So, and then of course they've also earmarked some monies also for, I believe it's Otavi Grootfontein as well. So there is some money that has been allocated to that aspect. We will also be receiving the new Oshakati station very, very soon. It's going to be handed off to us in the next few months. Unfortunately, it's not yet linked to the rail line, but at least we will get there. So government has really come to the party insofar as infrastructure is concerned. The other challenge that we've got as Transnamib is, of course, the aging fleet that we've got. The aging fleet that we have in terms of the locomotives, most of them are over 60 years old. Government has once again come to the party and supported us to be able to obtain the 2.6 billion that we've now got from DBSA and
DBN. Have you got the money now from DBSA?
The money is secured. The money is there.
Okay.
All we have just been simply doing is meeting the conditions that are required. As you know, in terms of banking, there's all sorts of rigorous exercises that they want to make sure that this entity that they're investing in, they're going to get their money's worth at the end of the day. Yeah. So this is what we've been doing. It's called the conditions precedent. We've been ticking all of those boxes. We think we're at the finalization stage of that. We're quite excited about that process because once that is done, we see ourselves later on the year, perhaps maybe the latest by about September, where it is where we begin to actually put pen to paper and start getting that money so that we can actually purchase the rolling stock that we actually require.
All right, so when is, because you're obviously going to go out to tender yes. for this rolling stock, and you know, I'm sure you're aware it takes like, you know, 24 months for them to manufacture a train. So how soon are you going to preempt it and go to market on a on an open or international bid so that you're kind of in line with the procurement process and receiving the money, or are you going to wait till you've secured the money before you go to procurement?
No, we are very clear that the money is already secured. So at the moment, people are in the process of actually coming together with all of the documentation that's required in order for that process to already begin. So we are going to be proactive about this process. We're not going to wait for the money to hit our coffers before we start the process. So we want to make sure we move ahead. Philippa, it's a very critical 2 years. You mentioned 24 months, very critical 2 years for Transnamib, because obviously we need to bridge the gap between now and the time that those locomotives arrive. And those 24
months. How are you going to do that? So you're going to lease? What are you going to do?
Yeah, so we're looking at inventive ways to be able to go and lease. But as you know, because of what's happening in the region, there are no locomotives that are available at the moment. Luckily, in terms of the foresight that we've had as an entity, we have a number of older locomotives that are being that are parked at the moment. And we're looking to invest in those ones so that we can either do two processes, either remanufacture or refurbish the locomotives.
So I saw a tender went out now for locomotive spares. So I'm sure that's part of
It's part of the process. Currently at the moment is basically to run our existing fleet. But we'll be going out on tender on all of those things very, very shortly.
So the fleet that needs to be refurbished or remanufactured, how many are standing?
We have quite a number. It just depends, you know, in terms of by the time the money hits our coffers, where's the exchange rate with the US dollar? Because obviously these things have taken some time to actually hit our coffers. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what is there is that we need to be able to earmark a certain number that will be able to be viable to make sure that we are able to reach the 24 months that we currently have at the moment.
So I think you're probably sitting with about 24, 25 locos?
30, 32 that we can actually work on.
All right.
In various stages, yeah. So we will see how that will go, whether we'll go the remanufacturing route or the refurbishment route.
All right. And then if we had to look at one other project, so I just want to backtrack, the Trans-Zambezi.
Yes.
Where is that at?
Well, the Trans-Zambezi, all the feasibility studies have now been done. What is now happening is the discussions that is happening with the rest of the other countries to be able to make sure that everybody comes to the party. Because before you start to be able to embark on the process, you need to make sure that the whole value chain fully understands exactly what we're talking about. So there's a few discussions that are currently happening between our governments at government to government level at the moment before we start getting to the nitty-gritties of actually putting all of that together. So we'll be waiting for the ministry to be able to give us the green light in terms of what we need to do on that project.
All right. Okay, and then jumping back to your rolling stock fleet and being innovative in how you're going to meet those 24 months or sustain yourselves for those 24 months. Refurbish, remanufacture, leasing is still a possibility. What about private operators?
Everybody has to work within the same existing infrastructure at the moment, whether it's private sector or public sector. Everybody has to work with what currently is there at the moment. So we all have got exactly the same challenges one way or the other. But as far as Transnamib is concerned, we are open to be able to discuss with any private players to be able to see what can be done. It's important, I think you can hear even from here, they were talking about BOTs that can be done, you know, and or even aspects to do with open access. We do not have open access at the moment. We've run a tender out to try and get an expression of interest to see what has transpired out of that whole process, whether or not we'll go with an entity And we are at the finalization stage of that before we make a final pronouncement on that process. So once we've got the learnings from that, we will be able to then come to the market and say, okay, this is what we've found, and this is how we are going to move forward.
What's the time frame for that?
Now, within the next, say, 2 months or so, there should be some kind of announcement in terms of what has transpired with regards to the tender that we ran on the Southern Line. Only a section from, basically, from Upington all the way up to the Port of Lüderitz.
So 2 months, and you'll know the status. We will know the status.
Yeah, then you'll know the status of that, and then we'll see what we'll do, whether we'll move forward with the actual proposals, and then we'll see what is possible at the moment.
Is it looking possible, though?
Very clear that we cannot always depend on government to be able to come to the party for each and every cent that is required. I think the private players also have got a place in this market. So yes. I'm sure that we'll be able to go and discuss with the private players as soon as it's possible.
Well, Webster, thank you very much for your time.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much. And keep up the good work.